Always good to be back with you here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Joining me today in our studio is Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. And we're going to talk today about millennials and what they're doing to prepare for eventual retirement. It's not too soon. That's one of our mantras here on ClearPath. It's never too soon. And we think, of course, as millennials as those in their 20s, in even early 30s, which is the case. Unlike other generations, millennials have racked up enormous amounts of debt, all related to their education, their college education, something like $38,000 per borrower. That's a stiff amount of debt to have to manage, and especially at the early stage of one's career. For this reason, it seems to make sense that millennials are not really doing what they should, or even beginning to save for retirement as aggressively as others later in life. But a 2016 study of 30-year-old workers by the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College found that having less debt didn't necessarily make a person more likely to save for retirement. The oldest millennials are now into their mid-30s, and it's crunch time for them to begin thinking about retirement. Catherine, what did you find in your research on millennials and their retirement readiness?
Well, we surveyed more than 1,000 millennials and found millennials with jobs. So I'm going to start out right off the bat. Having a job makes all the difference in the world in terms of having the ability to pay off debt as well as save for retirement. And what we found among millennials in the workforce, they're actually doing a pretty good job of saving for retirement. 71% are saving. The median age they started is 24. And among those who are offered a 401k or similar plan, they've gotten the word about the importance of participating and taking advantage of an employer match. 39% are actually saving more than 10% of their annual pay.
Wow, that's remarkable when you think about it. I mean, so they're trendsetters. They're best practice for what you should be doing at a very early stage in your career, and that is that 10% threshold. What's behind this? Is it that they realize that their retirement security really depends on what they do personally, whereas previous generations assumed that Social Security would constitute their retirement, or those once very generous corporate pension arrangements? What's behind their motivation?
In the grand scheme of things, 401ks are still relatively new. So, for example, when baby boomers entered the workforce, 401ks didn't exist. In fact, they didn't really come along until the late 80s or early 90s. Millennials have had the opportunity to save in 401ks their entire working life, and with all of the messaging from employers and the news and the importance of a matching contribution, millennials see a retirement plan as part of their compensation package, which is terrific news.
As we've highlighted so many times, beginning to save at 25 years old versus 35 years old can mean something like $500,000 more in retirement assets by the time you get to the 67 age or that sort of traditional retirement age. So it is meaningful that that they're already doing what they should at that stage. That's all we have time for here on this edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.